Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Yo!
That's us, man.
What's up, man?
The Beavis and Butthead of Fox Sports Radio.
Well, we share the same dumb brain, because I was just about to say, we get that guy out of the way, he looks like Beavis. Yeah, he looks like Butthead.
Because
that's Iowa Sam.
That's Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Sam and Danny G. Got Dan Beyer back. The whole crew is here. Spotty's on the videos at Covino and Rich. Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And don't forget, Danny G puts up the pod every day. We want you to follow, rate, review, support the show. We love hanging with you guys every day. Let's be rocking out. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your pods, and you know what to do. Cornholio.
These guys rule.
I'll tell you what. I can't tell you how many people sent me that SNL clip from the weekend, which just proves one thing. When people see Beavis and Butthead references, they think of Covino and Rich. They think of me.
That's
because I'm a big fan, but I don't know if it's awesome or insulting. So many people saw that clip of Mikey Day and Ryan Gosling as Beavis and Butthead with Kenan Thompson over the weekend and sent it to us, like, nonstop. So I want the Fox Sports Radio Nation to know. I saw the clip. I saw it 100 times. And, yes, it was really, really funny. I hope you enjoyed your weekend. I hope you enjoyed your fights, UFC 300.
My goodness.
Don't forget to pay your taxes. I hope you're getting a refund today.
April 15th. It's the day. Now, has anyone in the room not seen the Beavis and Butthead clip on SNL?
Extremely viral over the weekend.
How could you not see it?
I was going to say, very rarely does SNL hit a home run, slam dunk.
Lately,
touchdown.
It's been a while.
There's a clip here and there that's funny, but that made me literally laugh out loud. And I love how the people on the set broke character because, yo, it was so damn funny.
It was so well done and so stupid. It really was. It had you laughing out loud. So, yes, the Beavis and Butthead of Fox Sports, Covino and Rich.
That was cool.
Todd is the coolest.
Well, hey, we're gonna get to a lot today. You said UFC 300.
Shut up,
stand by, bunghole, because I want to talk about UFC 300 in a second. Sad news in the world of baseball. Your dude, John Sterling, retiring.
Dude, I'm so bummed about
that. With no real notice, which, you know, made you obviously quickly think his health really deteriorating. He's 85 years old.
He had to have gotten bad news. Dan Beyer said the update is he makes his announcement on Friday, like an official announcement, but definitely health concerns or health related, because he started the season off like and clearly thought he was okay, because it's effective immediately that he's done. So I was like, oh, that sucks, man.
We're all getting older. And John Sterling, like I said, 85 years old. No spring chicken.
Well, if I ever do a John Sterling impression, let it be known. It's in honor of the man. I think he's hilarious. I think he's charming. I always loved what he did for the Yankees. And I love his home run calls. Ooh, Darryl Strawberry hit a bomb. Darryl Strawberry is the bomb.
Another bomb from A-Rod and A-bomb.
All rise.
Yeah. All rise.
I missed the Captain Crunch delivery already.
Giancarlo will still always be my favorite.
Giancarlo doesn't even make sense to me.
No, it's not Parlo.
Well, he speaks in Italian as if Giancarlo's Italian or something. But anyway, that is sad, sad news, and we have fun in love and in tribute to John Sterling. But yeah, retiring cold turkey. And there's a very special Iron Mike trivia on this Monday. We're going to do some Iron Mike trivia. He's constantly in the news in regards to Jake Paul. So our chance to give away some more prizes to get the week going. Remember to write the number down. Be dialing when we play 877-99 on Fox.
Yeah, brought up John Sterling.
Yeah, sad.
I really do hope it's he's getting older, health concern, but
everything's
nothing
okay.
Nothing serious. Hey, listen, John, you can't be calling Yankee games every day. Chill at home and enjoy your golden years, what you got left. I hope it's not like terrible news, but we'll find out this week. So you don't have to be a Yankees fan to appreciate the hilarious, sometimes ridiculous calls.
Yeah, I know.
But again, all right.
To have his wits about him.
The Grandy man can.
85 years old, still doing it, you know, but what prompted this so suddenly? Can't be anything that great, that's for sure.
That's true.
Just wishing for the best. By the way, speaking of the Yankees, to lighten it up, another thing that I saw a million times over the weekend, which I thought was hilarious. Nasty Nestor's on the mound. And you know he's known for his windup. Have you seen this?
Of course I have. The
dude,
little fake pitch.
He did a straight-up pump fake mid-pitch. And I saw Eric Hosmer just posted recently, Nestor going to inspire some pitchers to start pump faking on the mound. I don't know if I'm ready for that. It's the first time I've seen that.
Now,
have you seen it?
Nasty
pump fake.
Nasty Nestor Cortez, Yankees pitcher, has been known to have that exaggerated windup where he stays in like an exaggerated hold, and you
and then
sort
he gets all herky jerky.
Yeah, you could mess with the tempo and the timing of a hitter. I have seen people say, "Is that bush league or just a cool tactic?" And that gets back to baseball always being so butthurt about their like these are baseball rules and the unspoken, unwritten rule.
I mean, he's bringing Savannah banana antics into the big leagues. I don't even think the bananas do this.
I think he flipped, right? And then he pitched?
He did a flip and caught the ball.
It was weird. Stanton in the outfield, the next pitcher, he did a flip before he caught a fly ball.
So, I've seen that clip, by the way. It's a classic Savannah bananas highlight. But
didn't Juan Soto come up the next inning and his bat was on fire with actual flames?
You got to have a set of huevos to get on a big league mound and do this herky-jerky motion, and then a pump fake, and then get a strike out of it.
Yeah.
Because it was a fouled-off ball. Anyway, that happened as well.
Do you look at stuff like that, guys, as...
No, herky-jerky.
Oh, do you look at
Nestor
that?
Nestor doing the nasty.
To me, I think that just... Anytime I see some stuff like that, I say, dude, that's just fun for baseball. Yet there is a section, of fans that always go back to the whole like unwritten rules. And it's like, oh, those people are dying off slowly but surely. But
dude, that's a wiffle ball antic for real. That's what's great about that. It's so funny. I think we need more of that. I'm with you, Rich. Stop being nerds.
Yeah, like if you're offended by a bat flip or if you're offended by a guy pumping his fist on the mound or, I mean,
get a life. Cortez goes to the gas station with the pump.
And, of course, it was all about UFC 300 this weekend. Those are all the things that made us go, wow.
Yes.
UFC 300, where were you when that knockout happened? We have lots to discuss, lots to get to.
I do think the knockout you saw in the BMF matchup, Gaethje, Max Holloway, that was the scenario in which every fight fan got what they wanted. 10, 20 seconds left in the fight. They both looked at each other, went middle of the octagon. And was like, it's on. Let's
you
go.
Tip your hat, your Raiders hat, Danny G, to both fighters, especially Holloway, because he had everything to lose. He was already ahead in that fight, but still wanted to give the fans something. Ended up with the knockout. 1 second left, 2 seconds, 1 second left, knocks out the very tough and scary Gaethje, Vato Loco Forever, Holloway, BMF. What a knockout. Yeah. I just missed it, too. That's what really grinds my goat. I say grinds my goat. It really grinds my gears, gets my goat, that I walked away just for like a second. I think someone called me, and then I missed it, and I looked at my phone, and everyone's like, dude, did you see that? And I'm like,
You probably thought 1 minute left in the fifth, this is going to go to decision. I could take this phone call.
I just missed it, man. But I immediately saw the replay, and here's the question, really, based on that. Might have been the biggest highlight of the weekend. Dana White said, hey, this press conference, let's just talk about that fight because it was insane. And he was saying how, that's what it's all about. These guys are warriors. A lot of times, 10 seconds left, someone has the win. They put their hands up and they're just showboating, walking around the octagon or the ring. Holloway was like, nah, this is BMF. I'm going to prove I'm the BMF. Let's go. They went at it. And again, it was great to see. Dana White said, easily fight of the year. Easily fight of the year.
It
was like 1 second left, and he knocked out, broke Gaethje's nose, knocked him out, falling forward. Like, he was done. Like Pacquiao against Marquez. Like, when you fall forward like that, you're lights out, done.
That buckle is right. Scary.
Very scary. But Joe Rogan was sort of losing his mind, too. Joe Rogan, you crazy. And, you see his reaction.
Of course.
But he also says that it's the greatest knockout. I don't know if he's, as Danny G would say, prisoner of the moment. Or was it the greatest knockout in UFC history? Are we just prisoners of the moment, or do you believe that? And is it one of those moments where you remember where you were? Like, was it that significant? Because I've seen other great knockouts.
Let's not get too crazy. I don't think
it's referenced Pacquiao.
I don't think it's a where were you?
I don't remember where I was, but I remember watching it.
It was a pretty badass knockout, and if you watched,
I think I'll remember because I just missed it.
It was a good one. It was, honestly, of all the years we've been watching MMA and boxing, I think if you combine both boxing and MMA, I think it's top five of the 21st century. Can we say that?
When you
since
think about,
the year 2000.
Down to the last second, right? That's what also made it dramatic.
Yeah, no, it was pretty damn cool. And when you think of that fight,
dude, my phone was going nuts. So everybody that saw it was freaking out.
Danny G, I don't know if you saw highlights or if you watched the fight, but
I saw highlights.
Reminiscent of the fight that you guys were at in Vegas.
Yeah.
Where, what is it, Sue?
Tim Sue, yeah.
Tim Sue got the cut on his head. Gaethje, for as bad as he is, he broke his nose in the first round. And you could tell that, when a guy's just like floating around in the middle of the ring, every so often he just kept wiping his nose or going at his nose, and you could tell, like, yo, that was that little distraction. That's all the other guy needs sometimes.
But that's the name of the game. That's just part of the game.
Absolutely.
And fun to see your reaction on that. Did it make you go, let us know.
Again, then we got the McGregor news.
Yeah, and then the other big story was McGregor is back. Michael Chandler, UFC 303, June 29th. Fighting at 170. I wonder if that, I don't know what he's walking around at. Yeah, but 170 seems pretty light for as beefy as he's looking in Roadhouse. So things that made you go,
Says he's walking around just north of 180 right now.
Really? So he'll trim down, lose a little more than 10 pounds.
Will he walk into the octagon with that same exaggerated strut that he did in the whole Roadhouse movie?
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've seen the strut. So some good fights this weekend, some good baseball.
I have a what would you do?
And a what would you do here on the show?
I'm watching this fight. I'm at a buddy's actual bachelor party. One of my buddies getting married.
Married?
One of my buddies getting married. He had a bachelor party dinner.
Jeez.
At a place in Santa Monica called Meat on Ocean. It's not the after party, by the way. It's actually a steakhouse.
Meat.
And right across the street, there was a little little surf bar. I think like the Whaler or something. So we said, they're playing UFC? We don't even have to go back to someone's house. We'll go watch, have a drink, UFC 300. They put us in a nice area outside. And it's a chilly night, and I know we're in L.A., so I don't want to sound like a biatch, but
too late.
It's a Saturday night, we're in L.A., and Danny, Ocean Avenue is across from, you guessed it, the ocean. So it's a little chilly.
Biatch.
we're sitting there watching UFC, having a cocktail, and the waitress goes, I'm sorry, our heat lamps are finicky.
What happened? Was the little umbrella in your cocktail blowing in the wind?
Yes, it was. But
biatch.
You don't think, like, the heat lamps being finicky deserves a free round, or, like, could we put you somewhere else? Like, outdoor seating, 10 o'clock on a Saturday night? Don't you think you need to tell the people ahead of time, like, the heat lamps aren't working?
You said they said they were finicky.
Finicky?
That was during the meal? Yeah, I'd be mad. Finicky? I don't want to sit out there. I was like, cold. Yeah, no way. No thanks.
During that,
what
during
would
the,
you do?
During the women's fight, what was it? Zhang, the Asian woman Zhang? When they were like Zhang. Hugging each other the whole time, I was like, can I get in on that cuddle? Because I was like,
I wouldn't, you know, go to Yelp and complain about it.
Finicky.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, but I would have said something then and there, like, can we move or something? I would have sat there freezing all night, but that's why you always bring a jacket. That's on you.
Yeah, that's on me.
So anyway, wherever you were,
hopefully
you enjoyed
weekend.
The fight. I hope you enjoyed that knockout. Like I said, it's going to be one of the highlights, one of our go-to references when you were like, whoa! Like, as a kid, dude, life changer, game changer for me when Julio Cesar Chavez knocked out Meldrick Taylor with like 3 seconds left. Richard Steele stopped the fight. Whoa, can't believe that happened. When Juan Manuel Marquez knocked out Pacquiao. Pacquiao was like shaking, like when Drago knocked out Apollo. Of course, when Tyson got knocked out by Buster Douglas. You know, memorable. Almost where were you moments. But you'll definitely always remember that knockout, because it was 1 second left.
And you know what?
Both dudes just going at it, you know? So much heart.
The casual or diehard MMA UFC fan will agree that that card delivered. UFC 300, start to finish, was definitely one of the better pay-per-views over the last years.
So, hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. Hope you're getting a refund.
So, let me direct your attention to a little something called the NBA. Huh? We got the play-in games this week. Danny G,
Why'd you say it like Macho Man Randy Savage?
Ooh, yeah. Got the play-in games. So you don't even know.
No, it's going to be great. I'm excited. Yeah. Now, you know, the NBA.
It was
NBA.
Fun watching the Lakers destroy the Pelicans.
Yo, and ruin the Pelicans'
and by
dreams
the way,
because
yeah.
The Pelicans dropped from 6-7.
Everyone's sweating Zion and how good he's playing. So.
Zion. Oh, let me go play in game.
You did go all macho, man.
Well, I'm feeling
Slim Jim. Oh, yeah. The play-in on Tuesday. You got the Lakers Pels. Yeah.
So, Lakers Pels.
I'm watching basketball, and I'm so proud of myself.
Warriors Kings. Now, I mean, I know that people.
Rises to the top.
People love them some Zion. But would it be a letdown for the casual fan and the NBA if it didn't result in somehow the Warriors and Lakers both advancing? Is that the win for the league? Or did some young people want the Kings because they were hot last year and light the beam and everything? Like, what?
Before you said that, because it is generational, dude.
Yeah, but I was going to say, before we get into the actual games, because I do want to talk about them, what do you think the casual fan in the NBA would want? Is the clear answer for ratings, Steph and LeBron moving on?
Yeah, for the casual fan, yeah.
I think so. I don't think there's any question for not only the casual fan for the NBA. For the NBA.
Now, while we were talking about some of the...
It just makes it more big time.
We were talking about some of the seedings last week. And over the weekend, you know what happened? The Oklahoma City Thunder decides to just keep winning.
And suddenly a three-way tie.
Yeah, and now suddenly, yeah, three-way tie. And then Minnesota drops the game at the last game. So now OKC is the one seed. And I hear people talking today. I was listening to some sports radio, watching TV like we all do. And people are saying,
who are you listening to, man?
We Need the Butt.
Oh, no, these guys are good.
Who was I listening to?
I'm just wondering.
I was listening.
Rich and I are scared to give props. You know why? Because we're confident in what we do. We don't take cheap shots. I mean, sometimes we do.
You know what I've decided?
I want to know who you're vibing with.
I have decided that people that never give shout-outs to any other show
insecure
are terribly insecure.
Yeah, without
terribly
a doubt.
Terribly insecure.
Without a doubt.
Well, there's another show.
That's why
well,
I asked
who was
you.
It? I love Mad Dog Russo, but he was talking about the Masters, and I was like, me, 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 me.
Like other
hey,
other
how
than
dare you? That was a fun watch.
I
this
loved
weekend.
It, but I'm saying Dan Byers, give me the middle finger.
You know what
DB,
Rich said?
I love the Masters,
you know
but
said?
I'd
rather
talk about the Masters
with
of the
rubber
universe.
Hose.
DB.
Twice as far with a chocolate bar.
DB, I enjoyed Scottie Scheffler. I enjoyed our conversation even more about would he have left if his wife gone into labor. But I'm just saying, Mad Dog Russo, who I love, we used to work with him. I saw him all the time. But he was going into, I'm like, it's over, Mad Dog. Come on.
Yes, you're right about that. Do you know the twist with the Scottie Scheffler story? He got back to Texas last night and went to a local bar. So, like, oh, he's ready to leave the Masters right. In case his wife's going to go into birth. But yeah, when he comes home, lands, he's like, you know what, honey?
Go to the bar.
Yeah, I'm going to go out for a while, celebrate this bad boy.
Got to show off that jacket.
Kind of bar?
Yeah, got to show off that sweet green jacket. You know,
no breaking story. He's still at the bar. He says he'll leave the bar if she goes into labor.
If she goes, yeah. But let me know. Like, I just ordered nachos. Like, we closed. Did your water break? I just ordered some potato skins.
Can I get those mott sticks to go, please?
So you know what I was listening to on, which is odd. Fox Sports Radio on Sirius XM will sometimes play the audio of the TV shows instead of the radio shows. So, you know, here I was thinking I was going to hear a little Dan Byer hang with Gottlieb, but they play Speak, the audio of Speak.
I love Speak, but they play that all the time, and that's wackadoodle don't. That's weak, in my opinion. They should be playing
the radio shows.
Our shows. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Agreed. But I was listening, and they were talking about...
But I do love Speak. That's no knock on
that. I like Joy and that whole crew. Fantastic. I heard them talking about... Now, the key is avoiding the Nuggets in the 2 seed, which means now you don't want to be the 7. And I'm like, well, now if you're in a playing game, you can't be thinking like, well, let's lose this and then win the next one.
Yeah, that's weenie talk.
You got to win and be in. And
I never avoid Nuggets.
Yeah, who avoids Nuggets
or
in the
weenie
first
talk.
Place?
Or weenie talk.
But Danny G is right, man. You don't take your foot off the gas. You don't play those kind of games. It's always fun in theory. You always hear people talk about it. You always hear about this strategy, but I don't think that happens at this level,
I'm glad you said that. Because
I just don't.
My question, which is, you know, I'll jump off of what other shows are talking about, but I haven't heard anyone really talk about this. If you're going to win the NBA Finals, you're going to have to go through everyone anyway. So when people try to avoid someone, listen, I can't say I don't get it because I'm a Niners fan. So when I look at the playoff picture, if I'm a baseball fan, I'm like, well, if I could avoid playing the Dodgers or you don't want to play the Cowboys in the first round. Like, I get it. But the reality is, if you have a championship caliber team and you're confident in your crew, don't you just play with the schedule in front of you?
Yes, I give you this analogy all the time, and I mean it. And I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. It's like when people talk about boxing matchups, right, or fights, or why is Canelo ducking Benavidez, right? Why is Canelo scared of the Mexican monster? Why is he ducking him? I'm like, ducking him? You think that these dudes are scared of other fighters? To get to that level, they're so confident in what they do. They're not scared.
It
might not be a good strategy for them, or it might not be a great money fight. I don't think these teams are scared to play one another.
That wasn't part of the thought that in his prime, Floyd wanted to stay away from Manny Pacquiao. Well, in Manny's prime.
It's riskier, but did I think that Mayweather was confident and thought he could beat Pacquiao? Yeah, it just probably wasn't worth the risk at that time.
Yeah, that's heck. You could argue that's a little scared. My point is, you know who it's for? I thought about it because you could think of next, you know, you got to think like me. Pop an edible and think about it good.
Wow.
This is like next level thinking. This is like kids go to sleep, you know, deep thinking. You know who cares about this?
Who?
It's all about people wanting to advance to the next round because it looks better for the organization and some people get to keep their jobs. No one wants to be out in the first round. So you could say, man, we drew the Nuggets. If you play the Nuggets in the second round and lose, you know what the only better thing is? Well, you had 3 more home games and a little more revenue, and to your fans, you didn't look like one and done. So your objective to avoid these good teams is nothing more than like you want to live another day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to be the champion, you're going to have to play the Celtics or the Nuggets or whoever you're scared of.
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Woo!
And Rich, real quick, best Nugget. Real quick.
Oh.
Roy Rogers back in the day. Roy Rogers
Wendy
back
Spicy.
In the day. Wendy Spicy. Danny G, best nugget.
Chick-fil-A?
Oh, Chick-fil-A right now.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Chick-fil-A sauce?
Wait. No Chick-fil-A sauce?
Original Chick-fil-A.
Wow, okay.
I'm going to stick with the classic, Chicken McNugget.
Well, you know what? Your thoughts on that.
Nah.
Do you, I'm curious.
Like a rock.
I'm Crispy. Curious what people think. Do you get set, and you know, are you set on the whole, I don't want my team to have a bad matchup? Are you with the ideology of, if my team's going to go all the way, they're going to have to beat these guys anyway? Like, I know, Danny, you don't want the Lakers to play the Nuggets in the first round, but you know why? Because you sort of want to...
No, I honestly wouldn't mind.
Yeah, you don't mind because it's like, if we're going to win,
we got to... reason I like the fact the Knicks didn't take their foot off the gas pedal.
Yeah, they found themselves in a scenario as well. They're going to play the Sixers or Heat. So, hey, we'll see. We'll take your feedback. We got more Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studio. Fox Sports Radio, more next.
Now, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find the job? Not a website, but an actual person in your community that would help you for free?
That would be nice.
Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get.
Express Employment Professionals is the job expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com to find an office near you, or you can download the Express Jobs app and get started. With a wide range of opportunities, they got a variety of industries from welding to sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take that next career step.
Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go at it alone in your job search. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sound the trumpets! It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CNDR. That's CANDR. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
That's the name of the game.
Woo!
It really is. Injury, high ankle sprain. These are things you got to factor in. Part of it. It doesn't necessarily give someone, well, it gives an advantage, but like I said, it's just part of it.
What are you talking about?
That's the name of the game. Justin Gaethje broke his nose.
Oh, okay. I was like,
and it affected him the rest of the fight, but that comes with the territory of the fight game and sports in general. Injury is just a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, hope you enjoyed UFC 300 over the weekend, Max Holloway style, the BMF, one of the greatest knockouts of our lifetime. Joe Rogan said ever in UFC history.
Damn.
So that definitely holds some weight coming from Joe Rogan.
I think you're talking about avoiding good teams in the playoffs. Like, you got it's like one of two ideologies. One, like, hey, we're going to have to play them eventually anyway. Or maybe you just deep down inside crush your fingers and hope that some other team upsets them. That way
upsets them, or, like, you know, to bring it back to unforeseen things. An injury can happen, give you an advantage moving on. Like, anything can happen if you prolong it a little bit.
Like if
but you don't want to break up your own momentum.
If you're
like
the Knicks, though, are you mad? Like, oh, man, because we got the 2 seed, now we got to end up playing the Sixers. Like, is that?
Nah, I don't think people look at it like that, man. They look at it like, yo, let's go then.
I think they do.
They're
fans
the ultimate competitors, man. These are the ultimate competitors. They believe in themselves. They don't see them. They don't see guys like LeBron the way we think of LeBron. That's just like another guy they're competing against. Of course, they recognize him as a great. And I've heard the stories of how people thought Jordan was a god. Trust me, I get it. But not everybody's Jordan. A lot of these guys look at these dudes like, let's go, man. You're just another person and competitor like me.
You know who those people are, Rich. The same people that put their toe in the pool. Like, no, jump your ass in.
Just jump in.
It's
let's go.
Let's go.
We're talking about the ultimate competitors. So I just, NBA heating up.
Yeah, I just bring that up because the last couple days of the NBA playoffs, I'm sorry, the last couple days of the NBA regular season sort of shifted around some seeding, and now you got the play-in games over the next couple days.
What I'm trying to say, Rich, is I think the fans look at it from a strategy point where the players don't always look at it that way. Their job is to lace them up and let's go.
I'm also saying from a – like there are teams, let's be honest – there are teams in the postseason that know they're not going to win the whole thing. They may have that confidence that they could, that, you know, because every guy wants to have that confidence, but you don't think there's teams that are like, yeah, we're not going to win the whole thing, but we're going to give it our all. We're going to try. Those teams probably don't want to draw the best team because they're like, oh, we want to have a little bit of a playoff run. No?
Yeah.
Like,
no, I disagree with you.
If you're the Cleveland Cavaliers, hey, you won 48 games this year. Not too shabby.
Once you're in the playoffs, you don't think that way anyway. But think you're pretty good.
They were hot the first half of the season, and they kind of fell off.
And you can catch fire at the right time. Anything can happen.
I know. I'm just saying there are teams that, like, just because they're like, you know what? This young team made some progress. The young team that's trying to make some progress and get some reps doesn't want to play Denver in the first round. And now Denver looks like they're going to end up playing the Lakers if the Lakers win. Imagine the Lakers lose 2 in a row. Danny, I'm saying that out loud. Don't worry. Nothing will happen. They're going to win. Don't worry.
You know, on the other hand, everybody, you just heard Colin Cowherd during the break. His promo played, and he said, the Lakers are not beating the Nuggets 4 times. Well, if they do, then they, you know, they'll earn respect.
Then it's on to the next, and we'll see, right? So, hey.
I mean, that's why we watch sports, right? To see these things happen. To see the unbelievable, the unexpected. I wouldn't count them out. I mean, I don't see it happening, but it could.
No, they could beat anybody when they're playing good defense.
You know what it's like? It's
a lot of times it's more arbitrary, like Covino. This sounds so dumb, but imagine if we had a ping pong tournament with all the people here at Fox Sports Radio. If you just happen to draw the first round and the two really good guys face each other.
I'm hoping I draw Big Mike first. I think I can take him easy.
Absolutely. Yeah. 21-3.
Big Mike, who runs this place? He runs this place, but he don't run the ping pong.
Never heard of him.
Nah, I'd want to pull him.
I'm saying, like, there have been times where, you know what worked out so great with women's college hoops? All the teams you wanted to see at the end played in the Elite Eight, Final Four, championship game. It sort of worked out in a really nice way for women's hoops. I guess what I'm saying is you don't want to see elite teams play in the first round. Or you don't want your team to play the best team. But again, like you said, these guys are competitors. They just want to play whoever they don't look at it that
way. That's what I like to believe. Yeah. You know, that's what I think personally. So anyway, so much going on in sports. And then the sad news of the day, like we said, is John Sterling. You heard Dan Beyer announce that John Sterling retired cold turkey, and his announcement is officially on Friday. But New York Post reported health concerns, so kind of sad. Yeah, 85 years old. He's been with the Yankees since 89.
Hopefully it's just like, I don't know, he's 85 health concerns and he's alive and well, and that's going to, like, hopefully it's you're at the stage where you can't be calling baseball games every day. There could be, like, a good angle of the story. It's not all, you know, gloom and doom, let's hope.
I have a question for you, Cats.
Yeah, what do you got?
So later tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, I'm part of a show called Music Mayhem, right? Which premieres tonight. New series premiere on Access TV, which is like the modern day, like, VH1. I believe Mark Cuban is still a co-owner of this. AXS TV, Access TV. Music Mayhem about, like, the dark side of rock.
And the picture you posted, you look like part owner.
Destruction.
Thank you, Danny. Scandal. That's a perfect segue, Danny.
Perfect segue, because when I filmed this show, this TV show, and I'm just talking about, again, like, scandals in music and drug abuse and death and things like that. It's one of those series, right? Honored to be a part of it. When you go there, they take a few pictures of you, and then they jazz it up with their logo and date and time and premiere and stuff like that, and they send it back to you, and they say, hey, when the show premieres, post this on social media and promote it. Sure. So I did that. And like Danny G said, the photo that they took of me, it's such a sexy, awesome photo. I feel like even though I'm just a contributor, I'm one of those talking heads. Burning down the house. I'm just talking. I'm a talking head on the show.
He's one of probably
10 people that contribute.
Up and down. His whole career just
up and down. Ozzy's life up and down. Ozzy Osbourne,
I've seen the promo.
His whole life is up and down.
So Covino's one of, like you said, probably 10 or so people in the rock radio record world that's a contributor.
Yeah, but for the entire series. So I might be on tonight. I might not be on tonight. I might be on a future episode. I might not be on a future episode. But based on this photo, a lot of people are assuming, I think they think I'm the host of this show.
Well, hold that thought, because Covino's in a dilemma, and I think it's hilarious. But I have a solution, and we'll get to it next. But Dan Beyer, he's got an update. What's up, DB?
Guys, do you want to take a crack at how many postseason games John Sterling called for the Yankees during his 35 years?
Oh, man.
We do have the exact number.
Okay, keep going, okay. And I'm going to think about it while you do it.
You guys chew on that. There was baseball earlier today. Guardians stopped the Red Sox on Patriots Day in Boston 6-0. That means there was also the Boston Marathon. Helen O'Beery won the women's division for the second straight year, the first to go back-to-back since 2005, and Cissé Lema won the men's version. At one point, he led by over a half mile. Patriots Day, having fun today in Boston. Philadelphia Eagles and wide receiver Devontae Smith agreed to terms on a contract extension. It'll keep him in Philly through 2028. They picked up his fifth-year option for 2025. Then after that, gave him a three-year deal worth $75 million, $51 million guaranteed. J.J. McCarthy going to be visiting with the Patriots today and tomorrow with the Washington Commanders, according to reports. While the WNBA draft takes place tonight with the Indiana Fever, expecting to take Iowa's Caitlin Clark with the first overall pick. All right. You got some guesses?
Yeah. 207.
207. Covino.
So I'll go Price is Right style. 208.
Oh, 208. Stop
it. Spotty, you in on
210.
This? 210.
Oh, come on. Look at you guys.
Danny G.
Oh,
I got to go in order. I'm going to say 211.
211. You bums.
Yeah. Okay. And Iowa Sam?
218.
218.
And again, this is a postseason games.
We have an exact.
They're going to win both showcases?
The winner is Danny G.
Wow.
211.
That's unfair.
The exact number.
I always wanted to spin the wheel.
Can I tell you? You got to give my initial guess credit that you guys all base shares on. You know, my equation was
95 playoffs.
My equation was roughly 95 till 2015. You know, maybe 2020. I said 20 years, about 10 games per postseason, 200, add 7 in.
Here's the deal. If Spotty doesn't go 210, if he goes 209, then Danny's at 210. And the question is, would Sam have gone 211 or would he would have stuck with his 218?
He would have still jumped,
By the way, the answer is that's a hell of a lot of postseason games.
Yes, it is. It is. Back to you guys.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Camino's dilemma will turn those dilemmas into dilemonade.
There it is.
Dilemmas like into dilemonade. So as part of this ensemble show, people are assuming that I'm the host of it, and I never, ever led anyone to believe that I was. I was just like, yeah, well, I'm on this new show. Check it out.
Well,
so the question based on this is, do you correct people if the rumor has to do with you is a cool rumor? Do you correct them on that? Think about it. We got some examples, and we'll get to more Covino and Rich next.
All right, well, you put it off long enough. Time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for off-road and on-road adventures. Go to TireRack.com to get started. If you're not sure where to begin, use their Tire Decision Guide. It gives you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. That's when they bring the tires to your home or office, install them on site. As Rich says, the baller treatment.
Yeah, doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports, see the general tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers as well. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for?
That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Covino and Rich. Steve Covino, that's me. Rich Davis, that's him. Covino and Rich. We got Danny G. We got Iowa Sam. Dan Beyer with your updates. Spot on the video. Spot's back in town.
No, hold on.
Yeah.
I know Spot's back. That's not what I was saying. Oh, no, too. I have a quick story that I have to get to in a second. This is absurd.
Oh, boy. What happened?
It's really funny, actually. Did you see that Boban missed free throws on purpose so that all the Clippers fans could get free Chick-fil-A, is it? Yeah, take a listen to this.
There might potentially be some free chicken on the board if he misses his second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to him. Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
No, he gave him chicken. He gave him chicken. People.
By the way, that's
amazing.
That sounds like a WWE.
He gave him free chicken.
Doesn't that sound like something?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That sounds like something happened in wrestling.
I'm sorry.
Someone got hit by a steel chair.
I was so wrapped up in UFC and, you know, the Masters and all the stuff of the weekend. I missed that. I just saw it. That is hilarious.
I love free chicken on the board. I just want to say that.
Free chicken on the board.
Free Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
A free Chick-fil-A sandwich and
served by Chick-fil-A girl, the viral sensation on TikTok.
Chick-fil-A sauce?
With the bug eye.
Chick-fil-A sauce? No Chick-fil-A sauce? So, I'm sorry. I totally interrupted you, but I thought that was worth it.
Oh,
I mean, who missed it? I love it. That's a fan favorite for a reason.
Very cool. Very cool. So, anyway, the question is, do you correct a cool rumor about you or something that just makes you look like you're in a better light? Like, yeah, man, I heard Danny G was a good ball player. Heard he almost went pro. And Danny G's like, not really, but do you just let that slide?
do you let a good rumor about yourself? This is an interesting question. Do you let the myth and the legend grow, or do you play stat boy and correct them? Now, I think that most of the time, my answer, unless you're hurting someone, I think the answer is...
No, because then you'll be exposed.
No, let the legend grow.
Well, why didn't you tell me if they ever find out? So, again, I'm part of a new TV show that premieres tonight, but I'm just a part of it. And I think the promo photo that I post, you can see it at Steve Covino on Instagram, Twitter, Covino and Rich. It's all there on social media. It makes it look like I'm the host of the show, or maybe that's what people are thinking.
I mean, honestly.
No, you worked so hard putting this show together, your pants ripped.
Dude.
Yeah. He's got rips. He's right.
People are like, man, look how cool he looks. He must be the host.
Yeah.
And the response I've gotten is so congratulatory and like, yo, man, you really did it. Congrats. And it's like, what? I've actually reached out to a few people. I'm like, yo, dude, I'm not the host. I'm just part of the show.
No,
even
no,
if I
don't
was.
Do that. If it's hearsay.
The burden's not on you. The burden's not on you to correct them.
What if they tune in tonight, Iowa Sam, and I'm not even on the episode?
You didn't have to say either way. You could just say, you know, I'm on the show.
Listen.
Check it out.
If you don't want to check out our social media, I encourage you to. But if you don't want to, let me describe the photo. Covino is in a leather jacket with ripped jeans backstage. And it's a really cool headshot, and it's like, tonight, Access TV, music mayhem.
You look are too sexy, bro. Yes, look at sexy. So people are like, yo, man, he's big time. Congrats,
wow.
Dude.
Dude, look at you. You got your Fox Sports radio show. Now you're hosting a TV show. Man, no, he's a contributor. But my answer to you is, Covino, do not correct him. Most of the people that are saying congrats, Covino, won't really try to watch. They're just being supportive.
I got another one. What if they do, though? What if they do? That's why I think it's better to always be honest, right? So how about this? You know, a lot of times we broadcast at big events, for example, Super Bowl. But we don't go to the Super Bowl. I don't. I haven't. Rich went because his 49ers played.
Some of our staff goes.
Some of our staff goes. But for the most part, we're there to broadcast from the events leading up to the Super Bowl, do interviews, paint the picture before the game. You know, if we want to go, we got to buy our own tickets a lot of times. And we'll come back from a trip like that, and a lot of our friends will be like, yo, dude, can't believe you were at that game, man. And they're so pumped for me. I'm like, I don't have it in my heart sometimes to correct them, but
sometimes.
I do. Sometimes. But I do, though. I'm like,
I wasn't there.
I wasn't at the game. Wait, but I thought you were there. Well, I was, but I came home before. It's like, do you correct people when they're giving you props in that way.
And you sound, I think you sound lame when you try to over-explain after a compliment.
That's the thing. You just let it, you just roll with it. Rich has a story,
I have a funny story. If you guys have any, where someone makes you look good, but it's not true, do you correct them or not? We'll take your feedback next. Plus, of course, NBA playoffs. We're going to talk some Iron Mike trivia, all coming up right here. CNR on FSR.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.